One of the passages that we talked about in our class this evening was a passage in Isaiah chapter 53. And in this passage, as the servant who would suffer, doing the will of God, and the statement that is made of how God viewed this, when he said in verse 10, "But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand." And so what is being expressed here is about God's view on behalf of us in Christ. That is why God was pleased to crush him, because of what it would accomplish for you and me. It would bring about our salvation. Another statement along that line that will help us to see this is over in Hebrews chapter 12. In Hebrews chapter 12, after the talking of all of those in by faith and the accomplishment and being pleasing to the Lord, the Hebrew writer then turns their attention to Jesus. And remember, they are suffering. They're wanting to go back to alleviate that suffering. What the Hebrew writer does, it says, look at the example of Jesus. How is that example expressed? He says in verse 2, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." Now notice the statement, "who for the joy set before him endured the cross." Was it the joy of dying and experiencing the pain? No, it was the joy of what would be accomplished. That's the picture. The accomplishment of salvation for you and I. And so the writer is telling these Hebrew Christians, look at that example. Suffer because the outcome, look at the picture of what will happen when you suffer for the sake of Christ. When you stand firm, you don't let go of your confidence. You hold on. Be steadfast. Be immovable, as Paul would tell the Corinthian brethren to be. And so the encouragement for them, the Hebrew Christians, is to look at Jesus. And he says, "for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." And then he says, "for consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." You would look at his example of suffering for what would be accomplished on your behalf, and it would empower you. It would give you the strength to endure what you're going through, because on the other side of that is this relationship, this uninhibited fellowship with God. You are part of a kingdom that is unshakable. Your name is enrolled in heaven. Your life is based on better promise, a better covenant. Look at the other aspect. Look on the other side of your suffering and see those benefits. And if you need help of how to endure, look at Jesus. Have that kind of attitude that Jesus had concerning the suffering, and you will find strength, because you will be emulating that in whom you have fixed your eyes on, the Christ. And reading and continuing to think about those accomplishments. You are a child of God. God loves you. The discipline that you're going through, the training that you're experiencing as servants, he is dealing with you as his children. He loves you. If he didn't love you, he would not care about these things, but he does. He cares about your soul. He wants you to be with him, because he is your father who loves you. And you see that throughout chapter 12 and all the other things that are mentioned through in the chapter to encourage these Christians, and it serves as an encouragement for us. No matter what we're doing or we think that is the best in this life, the encouragement for us is to look beyond that. Where will it lead us? Where will it get us? If it doesn't get us to heaven, it's not worth it. But true worth is found in looking at Christ and what he provides for you and me. And so tonight, you have the opportunity to look past your fears. You have the opportunity to look at Jesus and see what he accomplished for you. He died on the cross. Why? Because of his love for you and me, because it would accomplish salvation for us. He provided that. And so look beyond the things of this life and look toward something that is better of what God provides. And what he provides is uninhibited fellowship with him throughout eternity, where there is no more pain, no more suffering, no more tears, eternal bliss. And God wants us to see this. God wants us to think about these things and meditate on them to help us to overcome the challenges that we face in life. And so tonight, if you're not a Christian, I want to encourage you to become one before it's everlasting too late. There are joys that await us. And we have each other to encourage us along the way to remind us of all of these blessings that are in Christ. What you need to do is put your faith in him. The death of Christ, the example of love, of what he did for you and me, should produce faith in him. Because he was buried and he was raised from the dead, never to die again, providing eternal life. And as you put your faith in him, repent of your sins, confess him as Lord, and then be buried with him in baptism, where your sins will be washed away. And as our song is that we're about to sing points out, it's a fountain free for you and me. And so we encourage you to come to this fountain of love, this fountain of salvation, provided in Christ so that you can be with him throughout eternity. And so if you're subject to the invitation, we encourage you to come and make it known as we stand and sing the song that's indicated.